Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Faith in God is not mind games. It is not pretending. It's real faith and confidence in a real God. People pretend. They try to act like they're at places they're not. Faith is a progressive thing. It's a whole lot like physical exercise. The Bible compares the two, spiritual development to natural development. Well, with spiritual exercise, your body can either do it or it can't. I mean, a lot of times, especially if you used to be in good shape, you like to imagine you're still about where you used to be. But there's one way to get a revelation. Right? Go out and run a few laps. Go out and play a game of b-ball. Go out and run across the bases. And a lot of times you ain't halfway there and you're going, well, you might like to think where you are, but you ain't there. I'm, you know, lifting weights. You might like to think you can lift all this weight, but your body's either there or it's not. And there's no need in you loading the bar till it bends and sways. And you ain't lifted nothing any heavier than a soda can for the last 2 years. It ain't happening. Right? It's just wishful thinking. No, I'm just going to believe it is. I'm going to believe it is. No, you don't. You don't even believe it. You don't believe it. You're just talking. Well, faith is the same way. You've got to find where your confidence is. Faith is not wishful thinking. Faith is not pretending. People talk about, well, why do I have to have the surgery? Can't God can do anything, can he? He sure can. But you don't receive according to what God can do. You receive according to your faith. Yeah, God could fix that. But what can you, it's not what God can do. The question is, what can you believe? Where is your faith at? And you're the one that knows that inside better than anybody else. And if you listen to the Lord, he will lead you in line with where your faith is now. And if you use it and follow the leadings, your faith will grow. And it'll increase, and you'll just come up and come. What used to seem impossible to you, you'll get to the place where it seems easy to you and reachable to you, but it doesn't happen in 30 minutes, and it don't happen overnight. But it doesn't happen either by sitting around pretending. Boy, a lot of people, you know, they talk a good faith talk. Man, they can sit at the restaurant, and they can talk faith, moving mountains, and finishing the work of God in the earth. But it's just talk. And they're not actually using their faith to do anything. They just talk about faith. How are we going to grow up? Have I changed subjects? Have I lost my way here? No. How are we going to grow up? You got to be honest. I've had people come to me before and want me to get involved in projects and want me to believe for things in the ministry. Well, let's just believe for this. Let's just claim this. God can do anything. Let's just believe for this. Oh, it sounds grand, grandiose. And they looked shocked when I looked at them and said, no, that's not where my heart is. You don't believe God would want that? Oh, it'd be great. I'd love it. I'd enjoy it. You don't believe God can do that? I know he can. I know he can. Well, then let's believe for it. And really, what they're saying is, you believe for it because they don't. They're trying to talk you into it because they... Huh? You lift the 500-pound barbell. They won't even lay down under it. They don't even work out. But it's, you can talk all you want to, but there comes a moment when you got to clear that thing. Yeah. And you'll find all these people that love to talk, they're nowhere around. You got talk, and you got faith. You got pretending, and you got real faith. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Real faith gets real results. But you got to be honest with yourself. You got to be honest about where you are and where your confidence is and where it's not. And yeah, if you'd have been feeding your faith like you should have been, and you'd have been following the leading of the Lord and exercising your faith like you should have been for the last 20 years, you'd be at a different place right now in your faith. And so would all of us. But you got to deal with where you are right now. But you don't want to be depressed about it. Just do what you can where you are right now, and you will grow. But can you see it starts with honesty?
Amen.
Honesty about where we are, where our confidence is. You know, do you believe this? I want you, every time somebody talks to you about something you're believing for, I want you to see me being shook up in that front seat with Brother Hagin. Boy, did you feel that? What's the answer?
No.
No, I'm sorry, but no. Because a lot of times, neither do they. They ain't feeling anything either. Oh my. Glory to God. Somebody say glory to God again. How are we going to grow up? Speaking the truth in love. I've had people, I think an individual right now, the Lord kept me up half the night praying about something. I didn't know what it was. And finally, I realized I'm to go see a certain person, and the Lord told me what was going on with them financially. They were in a bad way. And I went to them and tried to talk to them and tried to work the conversation around and even ask them some questions, and they never would even acknowledge that they had a problem. I'm believing God. And I'm thinking, yeah, I know it. Yeah, obviously you were, because he woke me up in the middle of the night and sent me over here. But wouldn't even acknowledge that they needed anything. You couldn't talk to them about it. How are you going to give somebody some money on something and they say, I don't even need it? You see what I'm talking about? And so we've got falseness. We've got pretension. And people calling it faith. And it's keeping people from growing up and developing. No. Does it hurt? Yeah. It hurts bad. Don't do it again. But we don't go around all day saying it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. We call our body healed.
Amen.
We call our body whole. Does it hurt? Yeah, but we're not going to talk about that all day. You got bills? Yeah, I got them. But I call them paid for.
Amen.
What's going on? Yeah, we're dealing with something. But we the greater one's inside us.
Amen.
He always causes us to triumph.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Thanks be unto God. Speaking the truth in love may grow up. What does it say you do like God? He calls those things which be not as though they were. Go with me back to Ephesians and let's finish with this. Ephesians 4, verse 15, we're going to grow up by speaking the truth in love. Skip down to verse 20. You've not so learned Christ, if so be that you've heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. That you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. The what? Deceit. The corruption there is according to the deception. Deceptive desires. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, do what? Putting away lying. What is attempts to impress? Attempts to leave people with an impression that something is different than how it really is. It's lying, isn't it? What did he say do with it? Lying? Put away lying and do what? Speak what?
Truth.
Speak the truth. Speak the truth. You know, most of the 12-step programs that have had any kind of success, what's one of the first things they talk to you about? You got to admit you got a problem. You got to admit you're drinking all day. You're doing drugs. You got to admit. Now, one thing I don't agree is that you confess for the rest of your life, I'm an alcoholic. I'm a drug addict. I don't agree with that. But there's a lot of good things in these type programs. I'd just make that adjustment right there. But what if a person won't admit? And how many understand that is one of the biggest hurdles that people have, isn't it? Well, I don't have a problem. I can quit this anytime. But why'd you wake up this morning and didn't even know where you were? Huh? Where's the last 6 hours of your memory? You don't know where you were, what you were doing. And they keep trying to say, I don't have a problem. I don't really have a problem with this. I don't have a problem with gambling. I can quit anytime I want to. I don't have a problem with this. I don't have a problem. Yeah, you do. And until you acknowledge that you've got this issue, this problem, you won't get help. Why would you need grace and help? You don't have a problem. Oh, do you see this, friends? People have used faith as a cover. They should be acknowledging some issues to their friends or to their leaders. Some folks should ask for help. But they want to pretend that there are no problems and act like it and cover it and make it okay by saying it's faith. Well, we're just believing God. Now, you got the other end of the spectrum. Some folk, that's all they'd want to do is tell you their problem. They want to tell everybody their problems and all about... Well, no, there's no need in just making yourself look bad for no reason. And there's no need in just airing your faults to the general public. But there are times when you need to admit, we got a problem here. We've had some failures here. We got some mistakes here. We need help. We need some things done. And you will get grace. Oh, are you listening to me? You will get grace. Whereas if you just keep trying to pretend and hide it and cover it, you won't get grace and you won't get help.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Grown Up, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603J. That's R1603J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.